If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
Sick stomach.
Okay. Well, would you say he feels sick at his stomach or on his stomach or to his stomach, or how would you express that?
I reckon sick stomach, sick on his stomach.
Okay. What do some people call a noisy celebration right after a wedding? If some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Well, I have so little of it till I don't know.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what'll get you?
Well, we weren't raised to that. I mean, told you what you must do and what you better do.
Mm-hmm.
What? Not threatening. It didn't threaten.
Well, have you heard people talk about the Booker Man and that kind
Yes, ma'am, I have, but it wasn't in our folks. I've heard them say the Booker Man will get you, but we weren't told that.
Mm-hmm.
We're told you better behave and you better.
What do you say to your friends when you first see them on December the 25th?
I reckon Merry Christmas.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I sure am glad I don't have to, what, that very far?
To carry it.
What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its feet up inside its shell?
You mean a tarpon?
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the same kind of thing that lives on the land?
Well, that's a gopher.
According to our, we have what we call a sandhill gopher back here. I mean, it was here. He looked like a tarpon, but he lives in the, digs a hole in the dirt and lives in it.
Okay. Well, now what about cooters? Do you have them?
Yes, them's in the water. We have what? A little cooter about that big, always known as a box cooter. And
when you take him out on the hill, he just draw up and shut tight in the box. But then there was a tarpon that was big as a, like that, a big,
mm-hmm.
big thing. Then we have what is in the rivers and creeks, a soft shell. They call them turtles, little fellas. They get about big as a dinner plate.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that people can eat?
Entrails.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Egg yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
The chest or.
What do you call something that has oars that a person gets into to row out on a lake?
You mean a boat?
Huh? What do you call the covering for a pillow?
A pillow and a tick. Oh, no, it's the case.
Okay.
Tick in the bed cover. Bed thing to hold it.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads? It's a pretty...
Beads?
Uh-huh. Would you say a string of beads or a strand
yes,
of beads?
Yes, a string of beads. I think that, like I tell you, not much of it.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you'd say one man really what the other one?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I don't know what I'd say because we haven't experienced it. If a fight or something like it, but...
Yeah, but would you say, if you wanted to express the idea that one defeated the other one, you'd say...
One beat him or whipped him or something.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Tightwad, I reckon.